an earthquake and tsunami in Japan, a devastating tornado in Joplin, Missouri, Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. It seems we're experiencing more disasters with more people involved and drastic property damage. So how should ethics be involved with disaster readiness, response, and recovery? That's the topic of a symposium and public forum sponsored by the Center for Practical Bioethics on December 7th, 2011. For more information on that event, visit practicalbioethics.org. practicalbioethics.org. Joining us now on the Bioethics Channel is a presenter at that event, Kyle McPhee, Managing Associate at Hagerty Consulting. Kyle, your title is the 500-year flood that comes every 10 years, and it seems the point you're making is that big disasters are happening more frequently, affecting more people, and causing more damage.
Sure. What we're doing is just analyzing a trend, the worst thing occur naturally, and that is that the number of disasters is increasing. The damage caused by those disasters is increasing over time. And what we're seeing is not only increased damage and increased number of events, but also larger events. The number of billion-dollar-plus disasters over time has increased substantially over the past 20 years or so, say. And then going back even further, we can see the trend even more significantly. And essentially, what that's done is impact our perceptions of the changing world around us and the way we're approaching the industry of managing those events and trying to decrease the impact they have on the population.
Well, two examples of that are in 2011 with Japan's earthquake and tsunami, and then the tornado in Joplin, Missouri. And those certainly qualify as disasters. And another thing that you point out is catastrophes. And there's a difference between the two, is there not?
Yeah, that's a very interesting distinction. You know, the concept of disaster management has been around for some time, and kind of managing these events that exceed the resources at a local level, bringing in state and federal assistance. But a kind of a new concept that's evolved recently in the field of emergency management is this idea of these mega disasters or catastrophes, where in some instances the event is so large that it's not just the local, state, or federal government that's taxed to, but in some instances it's actually an international capacity that's tapped into to meet the needs of the event. And so the difference is about the resource needs generated by the event, the damage or disruption that it causes among the population, the infrastructure, the environment, the economy. And there are some characteristics that have been identified and are commonly accepted as kind of the principles or characteristics of catastrophes. And essentially you're looking at an event where a number of structures are impacted. Again, you have that local and state response overwhelmed, and in certain areas even exceeding the federal capacity. Normal partners that you might rely on to respond to events, they're all affected. They're all impacted by the actual event itself. So they're maybe not available or not available to the extent that they might be normally. Most everyday community functions would be overwhelmed. And then you have top officials at the elected level, both, you know, within your states and nationally, directly involved in some of the response efforts. And so these are generally the characteristics we use to kind of distinguish maybe a catastrophe from a disaster, but you know, it can generally be summarized by the needs begin to exceed capabilities and resources at a national level.
Are these events getting a higher profile now because of Japan and the earthquake and the tsunami and all the coverage that got, and what people were able to see on television and video? And the Joplin tornado somewhat falls into that category, too. Are people paying more attention to it now that they see events like this happen?
Well, you know, that's certainly a portion of it. You know, the trending and the number of events that's occurring and the increased intensity of those events can be attributed to some extent to better reporting, a more networked society, and, you know, more comprehensive visibility on some of these events as they're occurring. But in terms of perception, you know, I think natural disasters or these type of events are something that we've always taken note of. You can go back even to the 1800s to see the last instance of the New Madrid seismic zone and an incident in that area, and see detailed accounts of these large disasters. So it's something we've had a perception of over time, but it's certainly something I think with our modern environment, with our linked society, that we do hear more about.
So then with you and your position with Hagerty Consulting, and what your organization is trying to do is to manage these disasters to some degree and prepare for them. Would it be fair to say that?
Well, Hagerty Consulting is a public sector consulting firm that assists governments at the state, local, and federal level in addressing some of these issues. We bring to the table subject matter expertise in different areas that kind of help augment the government's abilities and processes to produce a better outcome. I think that's our intent, is to save more lives and to produce solutions that are feasible given the widespread impact of these type of events.
You're attending an ethics function, or a function put on by the Center for Practical Bioethics. Where does ethics fit into this picture?
You know, I think that's an interesting question. You know, when you look at the management of these large-scale events, you know, ultimately they're managed at the local level. And even though a variety of resources come to bear in order to meet the needs generated by the event, ultimately it's those local responders, hospitals, clinicians that are addressing the needs of the population that's been impacted. And so ethics comes into play in a number of ways as part of the general management structure of how we respond to these type of events, which is referred to as the incident command system or the hospital incident command system, depending upon where you're located, and tying in the ethical component in response and direct patient care is important, but also looking at scarcity of resources and looking at situations where you may have to make decisions about the allocation of certain resources, for instance, ventilators, or if you have a limited amount of a certain piece of equipment, determining who receives that piece of equipment and how that is done in a process that's fair and equitable amongst the population that's been impacted. So there are a lot of considerations to be made, and it's certainly an important part in the overall management of these events.
So how do we act proactively with this? And every disaster or catastrophe is a little bit different, I would presume. So how do we make proper preparations for these kinds of events?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things we have to do is to begin to talk about these type of events and to be able to begin to make preparations in advance of the event actually occurring. And it's commonly said that, you know, a little bit of preparedness goes a long way in producing more successful outcome and response efforts. And so getting together a plan, talking through some of the considerations that one might encounter in response to one of these events is critically important. And we really want to encourage a resilient community, and doing that through a number of avenues. And one of those avenues is through forums like you are conducting and bringing together subject matter experts to come forward with a theory and methodology on how to implement a more robust response system. But it also involves every individual in making accommodations in their life to be prepared for events to occur.
If there's one message you hope to communicate to the audience on December 7th, what would that be?
Well, I think it's important to set a framework for the changing dynamic which we encounter in today's society, and that is that the trends in disasters are increasing. We're seeing more significant events. We're seeing events be more significant because of an increased population, increased urban population, a greater independence of different systems, for instance, just-in-time delivery of certain items that are required, that are essential for daily life. The condition of the infrastructure in the country, and so on and so forth. So first of all, it's important to just kind of recognize the current status for those of us involved in approaching this issue. Secondly, it is to understand the basic tenets of the incident command system and some of the medical management models, which help us all operate from the same foundation. In other words, whether you're working for a hospital, an EMS agency, a public health department, you're all using the same terminology, a common infrastructure to operate from when it comes to your response efforts. And finally, just kind of the path forward in terms of how we need to come to terms on what the appropriate approach is to a planned response, and come to an agreement on what the foundation is to build from as it relates to ethics in response efforts.
Kyle McPhee is Managing Associate at Hagerty Consulting. He is presenting at the Perfect Storm Disaster Ethics Symposium and Public Forum on December 7th, 2011 in Kansas City, Missouri. For more information, visit practicalbioethics.org. That's practicalbioethics.org. I'm Laurel LeBoux. Thanks for listening to the Bioethics Channel.